The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick are the perfect way to start your morning.
And the perfect night for your end-of-year parties can only be had at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
Christmas race night at the Trots is Saturday, December 10th. For bookings and more info, visit tabcorppark.com.au. Phoebe, Feb,
and Nick. Love at the moment. It's a tough place, and there are people across Melbourne who are too hot for the dating apps.
Too hot.
You're hot, Tina.
For Tinder.
I think you should give them a shot.
Okay, maybe I will.
Too hot for Tinder. Last week, Tina, she contacted us and was struggling to find love and compatibility and chemistry with somebody on dating apps. So we said, Tina, let's do the hard work for you. And we found her three men, Ray, Dwayne and Adam. And she had dates with them all. She didn't get to see what they looked like. And she had chemistry with one of them. And she selected him. I just want to point out, because they all came in on Friday, and I am saying this to all the people who never saw photos of them, but they are on our socials, all hot. Mm. That's coincidentally. Yeah. So they all had cracking personalities. Mm. But Dwayne, Adam and Ray were all hot. Themselves probably too hot for Tinder. She picked Ray.
Ray's a Ray.
Now, we've got Ray in the studio. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Great. Ray, now, we left it on Friday. You and Tina had connected.
Yep.
What's the update? Because you're here. Tina's not.
Yes. Well, on Friday, obviously, I was the winner.
Chosen one?
I was the winner.
The only one that made her laugh.
Exactly. You know, and I make everyone laugh, which is always good. But yeah, so we spoke a little bit on Friday. Obviously, it was something that was wildly out of her comfort zone. And I think it got a bit daunting towards the end about us potentially going on a date. It was only a very short space of time that we actually got to talk. So we didn't actually go on a date.
Oh.
She sort of did her own thing. We spoke a little bit more over the weekend. We spoke a bit more last night. And we've sort of just like decided to more so pursue a friendship rather than a relationship and go into the dating side of things. So
you're not going to be friends ever.
Already unfollowed her.
That was the end of that pretty much.
And I
wow.
Just,
wow. Yeah. Okay.
So now, she stood you up pretty much.
Yeah.
I think it was all over. Right. No, Tina, look, it was always confronting and a bit difficult for her. We knew that and we were just trying to help. And
Ray's the winner. He's hot.
Well, this is the thing, Ray. We've got you in here because what did happen on our socials was lots of ladies slid into our DMs wanting to hook up with Ray.
Look at their face.
And based on your face, I'm thinking they slid into your DMs too. So we were inundated with people saying, whoa. But not, and a big shout out to Dwayne and Adam. The ladies were keen for Ray, Dwayne and Adam. And Ray particularly, we know that you... We gave you the money to take Tina out on a date, so now you're cashed up. And
it's all gone on the weekend.
We hope you're still cashed up. But 131060, we're going to put it out there, and if you're happy for us to do this, would you? This seems like this is your comfort zone.
Yeah, 100%.
Here he is. do you want to go on a date with Ray? So we're going to make you our too hot for Tinder guy this week.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Heaven.
This has worked out superbly.
He's got a cracking personality. You're cocky, you're confident, you look good, you smell good. What is that you've got happening there?
Versace.
Yeah, it's nice. Yes. No, oh, no. Yeah, no, I was asking. I said, Josiah, can you go and find out what Ray is wearing?
Do you know what you said? It's a familiar smell. That's what I wear.
Oh,
that's what
I
you smell.
I
you were smelling
was,
me.
I was smelling Josiah on Ray.
And here I am with my Lynx Africa in the corner getting no looks, no questions.
Yeah, he's not even joking.
Now, you can see Ray on our socials. We've had lots of women, girls interested in you. Now, we do have somebody ready to go. She's on the line. And can we be here for your date?
This 100%. Is a...
Let's just see if there's any fireworks. We've got Ash from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Ash.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ash. We're going to introduce you to Ray and we're going to sit here and enjoy what happens. Ray, this is Ash.
G'day, Ash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
I'm good. What do you do for a living?
I manage a childcare centre.
Oh, beautiful. So you're good with kids, huh?
I think so. I get paid to do so I believe I am.
Very reassuring. I love that. I've got a couple of quick questions for you. Why are you single and how long have you been single for?
I've been single for about 18 months and more so because of choice. I've enjoyed being single over this time, and now I think I'm ready to dive back into the dating scene.
Yeah, 100%. No, it's good. What would you say your biggest turn-on is?
I think someone who has a great sense of humour.
Boom.
Wow.
He's on.
You are talking to the right person. So obviously you can tell how confident I am. Are you confident in the person that you are?
100%. Definitely extrovert.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So, a bit of a funny question. Do you sleep with people on the first date?
I don't. No, I have not done that before. How about yourself?
I'm not about to start off with a lie, but yeah, obviously I have in the past. You know, sparks fly at the start. You know,
there's always a first for everything, though, isn't there?
One thing leads to another. Exactly.
You know? Yeah, you never know what can happen.
Exactly. So would you say you've genuinely fallen in love before, or?
Yes, I have.
You have? How long ago was that, do you reckon? Was he your most recent ex, or?
He was, and it was, we were together for about 5 years.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're definitely committed, but, you know, it didn't work out in the end, and that's fine. I can definitely accept that and move on with life.
Yeah, definitely. What was the outcome of that? Would you say he broke your heart, or?
Possibly the other way around.
Right. No good. I see. Absolutely ruthless, but anyway. I hope he's not listening. Or maybe he is. It could be good. Anyway. My biggest red flag is vaping. It does my head in.
Yes.
What would you say your biggest red flag is?
Someone who has a very, very strangely close relationship with their mother.
Yeah, that's fair.
So mama's boy, you don't like mama's boy.
Yeah, no, not into that at all.
That's right. I don't have contact with my mum, so you don't have to worry about that at all. I'm not that bloke. Like, I don't mean to bring a damper on the situation, but we'll talk about that if we go on a date. The other thing, do you still speak with any of your exes or have them on social media, anything like that?
No, I don't actually. How about you?
I do have some of them on social media and shit like that. But I don't speak with them or, you know, have any association with them anymore. So lastly, what would you say makes you a good partner and what makes you a bad partner? Like, what's your good aspects and bad aspects?
I definitely say I'm very loyal, very caring person.
Yep.
Very committed. And I would probably say one of my bad attributes would be I can be very stubborn at times.
Yeah. I think most girls are stubborn.
Sorry. Yeah.
No offense to that.
Freddie was like, what?
Well,
this is good. Okay, guys, that was fun to watch, to be part of. Now, Ash, we're going to pop you back on hold. And Ray, like, we have been smashed, absolutely inundated with women like Ash. Ash is date one. Can we do some more dates with you? Can
Absolutely.
Okay, girls. This is good. You want to check out Ray? He's on our socials. And if you're interested in dating him, DM or 131060. Let's see if by the end of the week we can find you love again, Ray.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in, mate. Yeah, get in touch now. Slide in Fifi Fevnik on Insta.
What I'm worried about is we release Ray back into public, and he's gone by tomorrow. You might have to stay here. You're going to get snatched up too quick.
100%.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Let's check your roads.
101.9 The Fox.
This is our last week on air. This is our last chance to give it a really big push. Doing it for the kids. We're raising money and every dollar helps. If you can just give $2, $5 here and there, head to fox.com.au. If you click the link, you can just make $5 donations. And we're doing is we're trying to make sure no kids miss out on Christmas presents this Christmas. Lots of families doing it tough. And lots of parents feeling that real financial stress. But if we all, and think about it, if we all put in $5, it would be, that is such a huge amount of money that will make sure every kid has a smile on their face on Christmas morning. Yeah. So head to fox.com.au, click on the link, $5. I mean, obviously more money if you can afford it, but we know that everyone's doing it tough. But if we can all look after each other this Christmas, we can spread the love. Now, what we are going to do to make this even more special, we are this morning having a live auction. Now, we are auctioning a money can't buy product. Now, you may recall a few months ago, Brendan Favola broke a world record. He is currently sitting in the Guinness World Records for the highest altitude catch of an American football. Ever. He knocked out the Packers, Rob Gronkowski. Yeah.
Unlucky
He'd
Gronk.
Held the record, and now Brendan Favola holds that record. He never commented, did he?
We
never
heard that. His brother found out, though. His brother contacted us and was really happy with our work.
Now, Fev caught that ball from the helicopter. An amazing feat. 221.89 metres.
Wow, imagine that.
It's still, I'll never forget that moment he did that. Now, we've got the football that Fev marked and the gloves he was wearing as he marked them. So here's the thing. You can make a donation to change kids' lives this Christmas, but you can also make a buy this ball. The money will all go to the kids.
Priceless boxing.
But you get to say you've got this ball and it's signed by you, isn't it? Look at it. What's it got on it?
It's got everything on it. Yeah. It's actually a Super Bowl ball. It was actually used in the Miami. It was in Miami in 2020. So this was used in an actual game.
Well,
I caught it. Well,
you're okay.
I don't think it was.
Live auction starts now. 13:10:60. We're going to run this auction all morning through the show. We'll give you updates at the moment. You can be the first bid, 13:10:60, for Fev's record-breaking football and gloves. All money going towards doing it for the kids to change kids' Christmas this year. Come on, Melbourne. Oh, calls are going nuts. What's happening here? Marco in Reservoir. Marco.
How are we, guys?
Great.
We're great, Marco. Would you like to make a bid, the first bid for Fev's record-breaking football and gloves?
Let's get this ball right up there. I'm going to start it off with $2,000.
Oh, bang.
Marco, wow, great start. There we go. Marco has started
That's
the bidding at $2,000.
Come out of the gate strong there, Marco.
13:10:60. We'll keep taking bids through the show. Spread the word. Maybe you've got a friend that would like to get involved and get Fev stuff.
Yeah, and if it doesn't go much higher than that, which it should go for at least 10, we'll throw you in for a date. Yeah, that'll get it.
There's nothing to do with your world record attempt.
I just want you to be part of it.
I don't need to be.
Team.
I'm good. It's all about you.
Give us a call. 13:10:60. Phone lines always open all morning. Bidding will shut, though, later this morning. You, your business, whoever, give us a call.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A few days ago, pick up my son, Charlie, from daycare. And generally, when I pick him up, he's wrapped. The time of day I get him, they're handing out snacks. So there's sometimes I get in there, he's like, Dad, hold on, I'm getting some bickies and fruit.
Do you organise that because you want a snack as well?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, grab an extra one. Say Dad didn't give you breakfast. Grab an extra nana. I've picked him up and he was flat. He was very sad, little Charlie. And before he could even come over to me to give me a hug, the teacher came in and said, hey, Nick, something happened here today.
Oh, no.
The teacher told him, so he said the teacher was wrong. The teacher said, no, Charlie, you're wrong. And he's very upset. Yeah, he didn't back down, little Charlie. And I'm proud of this because what they were doing, they got to make little bracelets with their names on it. And Charlie is 4. You say, hey, Charlie, how do you spell your name? And he'll say, C-H-A-R-L-I-E. Can spell his name.
Great.
Spells his name. His teacher said, no, I don't think so. Don't think that's how you spell Charlie. And I said, what do you mean? And he showed me his bracelet. And his teacher said, this teacher who was making the bracelet for him said, no, Charlie, it's spelt C-H-A-R-L-E-Y. And he said, that's not how you spell it. And I said, it's certainly not. Do you think I would spell my son's name in that bogan fashion? Then I was upset. We were both crying with our bickies. C-H-A-R-L-E-Y. I know we had a staffy, but Jesus Christ, I know how to spell Charlie.
101.9 The Fox.
Christmas around the corner. We're doing it for the kids. For the kids. And it's been a big morning this morning.
It has been. Doing it for the kids, raising money. So no kids go without Christmas presents this Christmas. We know families are doing it tough and parents are struggling. Well, we're not going to let you get left behind, Melbourne. We are taking donations at Fifi, Bev and Nick, all our socials. You can head to fox.com.au. Or this morning, we have our live auction. It is in progress. People are bidding. There is a frenzy behind the scenes for Fev's football and gloves that he marked from 221.89 metres. You may recall a few months ago, Fev broke the Guinness World Record for the highest altitude catch of an American football, and you can have that football and the gloves. Where are we at? Well, let's find out. We've got Adam from Patterson Lakes. Hey, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Great, Adam. What are you bidding for Fev's record-breaking football and gloves?
$3,500.
Woo! Yes, top bid. They are. There's a frenzy behind the scenes. We are now at $3,500. If anybody wants to beat that, 13 10 60, call now.
And be quick as well, because it has to go off this show and there's less than an hour.
By 9 a.m. So this is it.
Yeah,
I
give us a call.
Made it a competition if you want to beat that.
Yeah.
Just really get in.
And every single dollar goes to a brilliant cause. Give us a call anytime, 13 10 60.
1019, The Fox.
Glitterers, beware. One of your favourite fast food chains, McDonald's, could be about to change things and catch you out. What do you think about this? It's been trialled in Wales. The Welsh, famous for Tom Jones.
Gareth Bale.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Lloyd Langford.
Yes, great comedian. Yeah, mm-hmm. Gavin and Stacey. Stacey from Gavin and Stacey.
The dude with the grey hair. What's his name?
Tom Jones?
No. The
Gary Lineker.
No, he goes on ventures.
I just met a soccer player. Did that not impress you?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I just said Gary Lineker because he's a soccer player with grey hair. Yeah.
Oh. Commentator. That's unbelievable.
You know that real.
Thank you.
Not David Attenborough, the other guy.
David Attenborough.
I'm going to get to the bottom. Richard Attenborough.
No, he's real.
Is he a documentarian?
He's like a comedian.
So what's he got to do with David?
But he goes on adventures all the time.
You're not thinking of Stephen Fry.
Colony? No.
Colony?
Bill Bailey?
No.
I'm going to get to the bottom
Bill
of it.
Billy Connolly?
Yes.
He's Scottish.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Castles and stuff. Greenland.
Billy Connolly?
Yeah, Billy Connolly. Colony.
Billy. He does David Attenborough stuff.
So Scottish.
No, David Attenborough.
Anyway. He does documentaries.
Yeah. But Billy Connolly does that stuff. He sits on boats and tells jokes.
He goes on travel documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah. I said adventures.
He's got more in common with Catriona Roundtree than David Attenborough.
Catriona?
Catriona.
Who's that?
I thought it was Katrina.
Isn't it Katrina?
You know your mate's name.
What's happened to you? You can't speak. Anyway, no. McDonald's littering, yeah.
McDonald's, Wales. Okay, so what they're doing is, oh man, crying. Hang on.
Golly. Right on cue.
Sex bomb, sex. What's that got to do with anything?
Let's go back to Wales McDonald's. They are trialing. You know how, like, you get your packaging that your McDonald's food comes in? When you go through the drive-thru, they're going to put your number plates on the packaging and possibly your name, your first name and your surname. So if you find litter, you can actually track whose litter it is because that's your number plate.
Yeah, but then you just go to the bins, take it out and scatter it everywhere. People will be like, you littered. No, I did not put it in the bin.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. I don't want people like this.
Or you rob their people's houses. You don't want anything like that.
Yeah, you're right. That's breach
of privacy.
That's the worst
idea ever.
Well, it's from Wales.
Yeah, they're idiots.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Kids. For the kids, no matter where they're from, they're going to have a gift on Christmas morn.
From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids. Doing it for the kids. We are raising money so all the kids get to wake up on Christmas morning with a big smile on their face and experience Christmas joy. We know lots of families are doing it tough and are not in a position to buy presents for their kids. So we want to step in and bridge that gap with the help of Anglicare Victoria. This time last year, we raised $250,000. We are heading in that direction. Come on, Melbourne. Dig deep, give back, and we just, as we've said, you can head to fox.com.au. There's $5 donations, and if everyone does that, it makes such a big difference. But there are also some pretty big donations, and this morning, all morning, we've had a live auction on the show auctioning off Fev's record-breaking football and gloves.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea to box it up and leave it at home, but then when you think about the kids and Christmas and not having presents, I thought what a great opportunity to put that up and hopefully someone will purchase it for a good price.
Yes.
And it'll be for a great cause.
The football that Fev marked to break the Guinness World Record for highest altitude catch of an American football. It's a beautiful football, by the way. Smells good. Looks good. Mm. And the gloves that he wore when he grabbed that ball. Now, we've had huge donations across the morning. We 15 minutes ago, it was sitting at Danny in Pasco Vale, St. Derby Cafe there in Pasco Vale. Danny had pledged $5,000. We continue to take bids, 13, 10, 60. We've got Brianne from Ferntree Gully. Hi, Brianne.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Great.
Hey, Brianne, raising money for the kids this Christmas. What would you pay for Fev's record-breaking football and gloves?
We'd like to bid $6,000.
Wow.
$6,000, Brianne.
So Brianne can see, like, you think of Dom Bradman's last bat, you know, Shane Warne's test cap, green, he sold for like $1 million. My ball, sure. It's all similar.
I'm tipping this record will never get broken, so it'll stand forever.
Yeah, mate, in 100 years, they'll be going, remember that time that bloke on the radio? It's amazing.
Well, Brianne, very generous. Firstly, thank you for doing it for the kids,
$6,000. You know, we're going to put it in our head office of our business, and my son is like biggest fans of you guys. He follows you around wherever you are. He always wants to go and see where you are. And so when he heard this morning, he was like, please, Mom, you know, he's like, it's for charity. And I was
where do you work?
For sure. We run a company called Baby Spa Australia, and our head office is in Ferntree Gully.
Oh, Baby fantastic. Spa. Baby Spa Australia coming through with $6,000 for doing it for the kids. Now, Brianne, as we said, the lines are still open, 13, 10, 60. I can see a call coming in, though, Brianne. It's Brittany in Chadston. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Brittany.
Good, Brittany. We just spoke to Brianne. In fact, we're about to give them to her. From Baby Spa Australia, such a lovely, generous offer of $6,000. Brittany, are you interested in buying Fev's record-breaking football and gloves?
I wish I could. I'm actually calling on behalf of my employer, and he would like to donate or bid $10,000.
Whoa!
$10,000?
Yes.
Blow him out the water. That's what I did to Gronk's record. Just went bang.
You did. Brittany, it is the highest bid. I will just say now, 13, 10, 60. This is a last opportunity for anyone to go higher than 10 grand. Brittany. And your employer wants to stay anonymous?
He does. I can say our company name, but he would like to remain anonymous. Okay. Our company is DirectWise Consulting.
DirectWise Consulting. Well, so generous.
I am the CEO of that place. So.
I was going to say. Yeah.
It would be great if the company was just the bloke's name. He doesn't want to say who it is. It's Dick Smith Electronics.
Well, Brittany, we can say our producers have just checked off with the final, the few people who had put in bids before you, and we are officially closing.
Hang on.
He's dropped out.
Oh.
Brittany, congratulations. You have just acquired Fev's record-breaking football and gloves.
Amazing.
Your employer
in such a good mood.
Well done.
Be wrapped DirectWise. Thank you so much, Brittany. That is huge. $10,000 all going to doing it for the kids.
It is a great charity. Well done, Britt. And that's the best thing about auctions because it's always, you know, it gets to the pointy end and someone just wants to beat someone. So, like, they could have just said 6,100 and they would have won.
Yeah.
But they paid an extra $4,000. But it's going
so
for the kids.
So generous.
That's the best.
It is. That's fantastic. What a great result. Live auction.
I don't know who it is,
$10,000 cash. And what's best for everyone listening as well, you can head to fox.com.au right now. Any amount that you can afford, jump on there.
And it's the easiest thing to do. You just click on the doing it for the kids when you go to fox.com.au. And then you can just click $5, $50, $100. It's, you know, whatever you want. It's really easy to donate, and we really encourage you to do that and get behind all kids enjoying Christmas this year.
We'll have to get him into the studio to get a photo, and then we'll find out who it is.
Should we go kick this footy before you have to give it away?
It's in such good condition.
Put a hole in it. I just want to say a quick happy birthday to my brother today. and my little baby Toby, who turned four. So
happy birthday,
can't
Toby!
Can't wait to get home and play. 4 years old.
Happy birthday, Jace, too. Poor Jace.
Jace's birthday's finished.
Oh,
but mate, 4 years ago.
I know. Does that blow your mind? Yes, it does.
I was in the. I literally would have rang through right now with the baby named Brenda.
I know, we all thought, well, I didn't. I didn't buy that.
24 hours, I named her Brenda. Mm. And the lady at my shop now, who I get my veggies, still thinks it's a Brenda.
Oh, great.
Every day when I go in there, she goes, oh, how's Brenda going? I just don't want to tell her.
It's too late.
But she listens to the Fox. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, happy birthday to the two people that I love a lot.
Jason, yes, Brenda.
Happy birthday. And have a beautiful day. That's us for a Monday. We'll see you tomorrow from 5:30. Don't forget, though, lock it on the Fox right now.
Wow.
Because when you hear Rihanna and Adele songs back to back, you could win tickets, you and a friend, to see Rihanna live in Arizona and then go and see Adele live in Las Vegas for 10 days.
Arizona.
10K spending money. Yeah, there's a few things happening there in February. Get excited.
Oh,
keep
I don't say Super Bowl anymore.
We'll speak to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
The Fox. Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. Phoebe, Bev and Nick love the holiday season. And it wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Christmas race night at the Trots. Enjoy live music, outdoor bar, food trucks, free kids rides and so much more. Head to tabcorppark.com.au for bookings and more info. Phoebe, Bev and Nick.